Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
Space Punker, Guardian, work! Cover Girl, work it now, do a... Oh, hello! Have we started? I'm busy fixing my Craig. I can tell you, alone in the Space Bunker, the Wednesday night Double Dutch socials have been a train wreck. All right, booting up Craig should take just about the length of time of a podcast that could stand to lose a good 15 minutes. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 2.5+ years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through that dimensional rift, and I use it to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stangis. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmoinius Maystar.
Glass Anus.
And there may be other secret names. Oh, if these names were e'er to be uttered in your presence, why, I believe your very blood would begin to boil. Your urine would begin to freeze, and the bile in your system would shoot straight out of your ears.
All at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
So my blood would boil and my urine would freeze. That would have to be a mostly unpleasant sensation.
It sort of evens itself out.
Yeah, there's probably some of it's like, there's like around the edges of this, I'm enjoying it, but most of it's bad.
And then you get some bile out of your ears.
I found out a secret deal. Name.
What?
I found out one of Usidore's secret names.
What is that?
New one.
Don't say the one that's going to...
Be careful.
Don't say the one that's going to make my blood boil, but if it's one that makes my urine freeze, that's fine.
Captain Happenstance?
Captain Happenstance?
That's the rumor.
Where did you hear this?
I heard it from the brownies.
Oh. Oh, yes, that is one of my secret names.
The brownies know you as Captain Happenstance?
That's right.
Or you just heard it from the brownies?
I just heard it from the brownies.
Wow. Well, I haven't introduced you, but I'm also... happy to be joined by my other co-host, Chunt, the Talking Badger.
A little squishing it.
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I reopened Chi Chi's Chow.
Yes, so the restaurant.
The restaurant business is going great. Open up that shack for butt soup, so that's back open. And I wanted to know if you would help me out, because the Foonish delicacies that we serve, such as fox face or rooster's feet, you don't seem into. So is there some sort of dish from your world that I could put on the menu that might... elicit some zeal in you visiting the restaurant?
Oh, an earthen delicacy.
Yeah, what's like hot on earth right now? What's, or 2 years ago?
Oh, yeah. What was hot on earth before I fell through the dimensional portal? Well...
You mentioned something about cronuts. Are those...
Yeah, well, there are donuts that are also...
For crows.
You know, I gotta say, I wasn't 100% even sure what a cronut was. Like, I feel like I would see people talking about it on the internet... And there was just a lot of buzz about these things. And I was like, mental note, find out what a cronut is. Definitely eat one. But I fell through the dimensional portal before I really knew what it was. I assume it's a donut with some extra stuff on it.
Pretty good description.
Yep.
I think from that I can probably cook some up.
Yeah.
A donut with some extra stuff. Thanks. You've been a huge help.
Look, I'll eat a donut. Like, you can also just make a donut.
Tell. Yeah, we can tell.
What sort of extra stuff?
Oh, I, like, maybe nuts? Like, I really wish I
knew. They don't
have
donuts with nuts on your world?
So a donut with nuts is called a cronut?
Maybe. Guys, it's my own fault for apparently talking about cronuts so much, even though I don't fully know what they are. And I apologize. You know what? I don't do this enough on the podcast. Usidore, Chun, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about going on and on about Cronuts. Talking about something I don't know nothing about.
Thank you. You're right, and you do not apologize.
This is unheard of.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make Hog's Face a better place, and I'm starting with me. I'm acting not just locally, I'm acting personally. I'm going to make Hog's Face better. I'm going to make this tavern better. I mean, this table is a fucking mess. I'm not that invested in cleaning that up, but otherwise...
Sure, it's going from macro to micro. That's impressive. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you do you.
I'm trying to.
Mm-hmm.
How are things with you and the guards?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, I'm trying to be more buddy-buddy with them, but it seems like I'm on the outside, so...
It's got to be tough because you were a guard and now you're the boss of the guards.
Yeah, they're playing a lot of pranks on me, so this is almost like harkening back to when I was King of the Badgers. Well, I still am King of the Badger, but I feel like the guards are playing pranks on me. You know, Cockroach Clown will, you know, I'll wake up and he'll have stabbed me into my side and stuff like that.
I don't think that's a prank.
It's a joke. It's all in good fun because he's laughing.
I think it might be a joke to him, but no one else.
Chun, just be careful. I don't want the same thing to happen as what happened with King
Wheelbear. Wheelbear put, he coated my testicles in honey. And then cracked open a hornet's nest.
Oh,
it's all
good
fun. It's all funny stuff.
I was with it for the first half of that prank, and then not so much.
He called me Honey Nuts.
Honey Nuts?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. I'm coming around on it, actually. I really am coming around.
Could that be one of my secret names, Honey Nuts?
Why does everybody keep wanting to accumulate more and more names?
Because names have great power, and knowing the true name of things lets you control it.
All right, Slippery.
Do you realize that in 2.5 years in a magical land full of danger that you have lived? Did you notice that? You know why? Because some people call you Arnie. Some people call you Arnold. Some people call you Arnor accidentally. Some people call you Big Guy. Some people call you the Earth Dude, right?
Carnival Wilson.
So all these names help keep you alive.
Yeah.
If you were just Arnie the whole time, you'd be dead by now.
I thought it was because I rarely leave this tavern.
Oh, that does it, too.
That's probably
You're very inactive.
That's
very
true.
Inactive.
That's true. But speaking of something that I can do in this magical world without leaving this tavern, or this chair, for that matter, I'm very excited to talk to our guest. Guys, we have a troll. It's been a while since we've had a troll on the podcast. I'm excited to talk to Craig Davis?
Yeah, hey, that's my troll name.
That's your troll name.
Yeah, a lot of trolls have parents.
Yeah.
That, you know, you realize that your parents are, as you're rebelling against your parents, they're rebelling against their parents. And they thought it was really cool to name me Craig Davis, which they thought was a sort of a counter name.
Oh,
and
I see.
So I'll be naming my child Galadrielin.
Oh, Galadrielin Simon. That's a great...
Galadriel and Simon.
That's a great name.
It skips a generation.
Yeah. What were your parents' names?
There was Zarantin and Cranton.
Cranston.
Is it proper when you say them to trail off?
Well, we call them Z&C. Well, no, that is it's actually how it's written. We're a particular subset of elves where when you write it. Did I say elves? You know what? That's me. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That's on me. I'm at that age now. You know, the other day I went out. I was out for 8 hours wandering around the mighty wood, and then you stop and you think, why the hell did I leave the house?
Yeah.
And then I get halfway home and I remember I needed to buy some shirts.
Yeah.
And I completely lost it.
Yeah, you forgot.
Yeah.
Why?
But when you'd spell my parents' names, you actually have to write the letters in a gradually descending font.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So technically, their names may not ever end, but just...
No, they don't. That's the whole point.
I see. Wow.
He might be still saying them, and we just cut him off.
Yeah, but that's fine. They're, you know, let me tell you something. I have a rare etching of my parents not talking about themselves. It's a hard one to find.
Yeah,
they were distracted by a flying reptile, and that took them off track for about a minute. But they eared it back in. Trust me.
It's ironic, the story you just told. For I once went upon a quest for 4 decades, attempting to defeat the great dark dragon of Selfor, and I did return. Forgot to kill the dragon. Just brought some shirts.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's the reverse of what I did.
Yes.
Have you ever walked into a room in your house and then you think, why'd I walk in here?
Yes.
And you don't know why you walked in here. And you think it's either a spell or I'm starting to get a little loco in the cocoa.
Exactly.
Right.
Sometimes I shrink myself down to the size of a walnut. I crawl inside of a pitcher and then I go, why did I do this?
But that's, and you know what? The only thing you can do is find a reflecting pool, look into it, and shrug, and say, "Pobody's nerfed."
Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly. You know, once I decided I was going to go through a quest through a dungeon near here and get the Lunar Sword, and I forgot to do that for like almost a full year.
Yes,
and I got a lot of emails about
very
it.
Long yeah, time.
A
lot
of and it. When you did, you killed a teenager.
Yeah, well, not permanent.
So congrats. That
not
was,
permanently.
What a big man.
Now, you're from Earth, correct?
I am from another dimension called Earth,
right.
Yeah.
I've heard, I did a little research.
Oh, great.
Because on it's so funny, on Earth, they also have dungeons, apparently very different than ours.
You do? Why haven't you told us?
You never
before.
Told us about that. You never talk about it.
Well, they're mostly for sex.
It's a commercial. This will amaze you.
Craig Davis, I demand you tell this story.
Well, I'm gonna leave it to the expert. But this, fasten your joppers. That's all I'm gonna say.
Hold on. Let me wait, Arnie. What's a
let jopper? It rip.
Well, on my world, there are dungeons. Like, if you are. You have enough money, you want to build a place under your house to have sex.
A man and a woman will do battle.
Yep.
And then have love.
They won't make love, they'll
so
have love?
They'll have love. I guess that's the vernacular. Okay. Have love or make love.
Okay.
Love will erupt. They will reach a point of frantic enjoyment.
Where does the, when the love erupts, where does it go? Are you aiming?
It depends.
That's way above. I'm a
troll. It depends on how.
I'm a
you
troll.
Talk about it beforehand.
My,
that's
out, that's out of my pay grade. Yeah. I'm a troll. I light a small sage brush on fire and I dance around it three times. And then I need a bowl of cereal and I need to go to bed. That's how we do it. But I do find it fascinating that in this dimension from which you claim to be, and that people have managed to combine the concepts of love and battle. That whereas here, more appropriately, they're quite separate.
Yeah, well, I think there's just
and yet
a lot
both
more.
Over the both for the same reason, the acquisition of land.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of that on this world. You know, on my
traditional
world,
marriage.
It's true on my. You're very into traditional
marriage. I'm into traditional marriage when a member of one species clubs a member of another species unconscious and drags them to their lair, you now own their family's land.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very troll way of thinking, a very old fashioned troll way of thinking. I believe that marriage should be between two sentient creatures who love one another and are willing to exchange a dowry.
But Craig Davis, I want to learn a little bit more about you. You know, we talked a bit about your parents. Who is Craig Davis?
Well, I was born of two poor but industrious fools, mm-hmm. And if my claim to fame, if there's a reason I get up in the morning and put on my jerkin, it's years ago I encountered a friend of yours, the Brown Wizard, and
Lorth.
Yeah. Lorth the Brown.
Lorth the Brown. What a there's a winner.
Oof.
We had words. We were on the same. We were going in opposite directions on the same narrow road, and he asked me to move out of the way, but I became visible around the corner prior to him, and so it is the rule of the trail that he should have stepped aside. But again, I'll say this, and you're all gonna think, here it comes. There were brambles.
Oh, classic.
So we had words. And he blessed / cursed me, where I am the recipient of many, many powers that would normally be quite desirous.
Uh-huh.
But they are all compromised and mitigated. For example, I can fly.
Like oh, wow.
Eagle or
wow.
Hawk.
Congratulations.
But I can only fly 3 feet off the ground.
Oh.
So there's... It makes it very difficult. I'm often scraped. I cannot fly near any crowds. It's a terrible, terrible. It's more of a hindrance than anything.
Sure, a lot
yeah.
of banging your knees.
There's a lot of banging the knees. A lot of small animals nipping, often successfully at my thighs and feet. It doesn't really save that. What I found is it doesn't save that much time. With altitude, you because of the nature of a trapezoid, you can traverse greater distances in a smaller period of time. And when you're 3 feet off the ground, you might as well be walking.
Yeah, especially since there's so many. It's such a woodsy part of the
yes.
world.
And say, yes, you can go over a lake. Sure, you can.
Yeah.
But guess what you're going to be? As wet as you would be if you swam it.
Yeah.
Because you're kicking up water. It's just, it's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah,
it's,
you
it's
are. A, it's, a bless, it's a blessing slash and a curse.
I have the gift of X-ray vision.
Oh.
Referring only to my parents' clothing. Again, not a power that you want to have.
Can you turn that one on and off?
Just thinking about it. Just thinking about it made me cough. You spend a lot of time looking everywhere else. Imagine if you could two plucked and washed turkeys being tossed about in a barrel with a glass top. That's what you see.
That's
what,
a vivid image.
It
yeah.
is. And believe me, it's burned into my mind.
Yeah.
Like no one's business.
Yeah.
Certainly not mine. If you've ever seen a briar wolf who's lost a leg, they adapt.
I don't know if I know what a briar wolf is.
A briar wolf is a large, I guess it would be a wolf-like creature.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
They're canine, roughly canine, like a one-headed Cerebus.
Oh, wow.
They have them.
You should know about this because it's Wolf Awareness Month.
Yeah. Oh, it is Wolf Awareness Month. Yeah. Well, I mean, at first I would be like, do I need a Wolf Awareness Month? But I am learning there's a lot of types of wolves I don't know about.
A briar wolf or one-headed Cerebus will traverse, if he loses a leg, and many of them do tend to lose a front or back paw, often in games of I bet I can chew your leg off.
Sure.
But they adapt quite quickly,
yeah.
And you'll see them. What they will do, if it is a rear leg, they will spin their tail on the ground to provide the ballast and allow them to walk. And that is what I have to do now with my several powers. It limits your life. For example, I have the ability of great, great, mighty strength.
The
strength.
Cool.
When I am holding a friend's baby, that's when it kicks in.
So you can crush that baby.
You can't do it. It's like holding a stocking full of bird eggs. You just don't want to do it.
I never realized how babies are pretty much stockings full of bird eggs.
They're built like they're delicate creatures, mm-hmm. and you can just
push your thumb through their skull.
Yeah.
How did you? With a lot of these powers, Craig.
How did I find out about them?
The
hard way.
Oh,
the hard way.
Yeah.
That's how.
Craig Davis, have you considered using these powers for good? If you find, say,
an evil baby?
Yes. If you find an evil baby.
I mean,
if I was, let us assume I am traversing a path, not unlike the path that I was traversing when I met the Brown Wizard. And I was set upon by a band of, well, not highwaymen, but highway tots. Then I could spring into action.
Yes, exactly.
And smite them mightily.
I mean, times are tough in parts of
food. What are the odds? And if you are beset up by highwaymen, my only defense is going, do any of you have babies you'd like to throw at me?
Well, Craig, like two people meeting on a narrow path, let's maybe use some lateral thinking and
build a ladder, and climb over them. I like your thinking.
What if you only have the strength when holding a small baby, could you hold a baby and use like your other arm or hand strength to do strength?
Yes. Well,
carry a baby into a battle.
That is. Let me tell you how we do that. You'll have to use your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that you are holding the baby with your left hand.
Sure.
And the head of the child is tucked into the palm of your hand, and the back of the child is on your forearm, its buttock nestled lovingly against the crook of your elbow, and your elbow is tucked back.
Yeah, I miss
and your other hand is your other hand is jutting forward, palm up.
Yeah,
that is the great troll Heisman. The position that he has. Yeah. And that is how we fight. But it's a terrible thing because you find yourself saying things like, "'Tis time to go into battle. Get me a baby."
Yeah.
And nobody wants that.
The
women folk tend to flee.
And you want to be careful. You don't want to fumble that baby.
You don't want to fumble, and you don't want to be like, okay, great, round up the babies and let's get out of here.
Yeah. And when you're done, when you win, we want to be careful not to just spike the babies.
That is very true.
Yeah, really.
You don't want to spike the babies. And troll babies are they could be cuter.
Sure.
I'm just going to say that.
Sure.
I mean, they're my own flesh and blood, but let's be honest. It looks like we look like toes.
You do.
We do. We look like toes.
Yeah.
I own it.
We're all thinking it.
And yeah. I was, you know, I was usually, I am granted the power of invisibility, but only during mating season. So again,
I feel like I might have that power.
It's true. It would be akin to walking around a sorority party wearing a t-shirt tucked into cargo shorts.
Yeah.
It's just no one sees you. No one sees you. You don't exist.
Craig, I feel like I'm learning things. I feel like I'm learning Earth lessons. In this moment, I wish I had known before.
We don't have a specific deity, but there are items that have been created that we hold in high esteem.
Oh.
And cargo shorts are famous for being shorts with the pockets of long pants. They've managed to put the amount of pocketry that you would normally have on long trousers onto shorts.
Yeah.
You can't get up early enough to fill those pockets. That's what we said.
Craig, you mentioned mating.
Or you could fill them with mischief. And that's the first of my self-published erotic novels.
Oh,
Pockets Full of Mischief.
Ooh, I'd buy that.
You know, we're going to take a quick break, but after the break, I want to know a little bit more about Troll Mating Season, which might also dovetail with, I would love to hear you read a little bit from one of your erotic novels.
You don't have to put a sword to my back to get me to read from my erotic fiction. Trust me.
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the erotic fiction of the Craig Davis. So, Craig, I'm so excited. You know, I'm sort of a little bit of an aspiring writer back on my world. So I'm excited when I meet a writer on Foon. Would you mind reading a little bit of one of your erotic novels?
Ideally, Pockets Full of Mischief.
Well, this is pocket. I could. I happen to have brought something.
Wow.
You know, he brought it because you can hear the paper.
Yeah. You should really be more gentle with your...
Excuse me,
He does not give a fuck about that.
Let me move these crystal goblets.
You know there's really crystal goblets because you can hear the paper.
Pile of tambourines. There, now. Pockets Full of Mischief is about a young troll who's... he needs to go from one corner of Foon to the other.
Okay.
And this is, as you know, a journey of many days.
Yeah. Mm.
So what he does quite cleverly is he has these shorts that he's that he's purchased with many pockets. And every time he goes into the pocket, he finds something.
Yeah.
And in this case, he finds a small dagger.
Ooh.
What he does is there's a flying dragon, and in its sleep, he has a very smart idea. He's going to cut the dragon open, climb inside the dragon, and then just basically hide inside the dragon as it flies across.
Oh, wow.
Can I ask you something? If this reveals the writing process, or if this, you know, I don't want to undo the mystery of your project, but is the pockets that he carries things in, is that representative of a vagina? And then the small knife, is that representative of a tiny penis?
And then cutting open
the dragon and crawling inside, is that representative of another vagina?
In a word, no. The pockets represent to me holding bags on pants.
Mm-hmm.
And the dagger is a small pointed instrument that you use to cut.
Oh, I never would have thought of that. Okay.
There's a lot of hanky-panky, but that I don't use symbolism. I go right to the cold cuts, as we used to say. Yeah. But I like where your mind goes.
Thank you.
Long story short, which is the name of another book I wrote, when he goes to cut the dragon open, he sees the dragon's already cut, and he climbs inside the dragon, and there are seats inside, and there are many other trolls already sitting there waiting to be flown across Foon, and this is something that's been happening for a long time. He had no idea.
Wow.
So he sits down across from a lovely troll, but it's a troll he doesn't know.
Yeah.
The dragon takes off and is flying across Foon, gets tired, suddenly rests on top of a mountaintop. It goes dark.
Yeah.
So now they're stuck in this dragon, lights out, not going anywhere. Nobody knows each other.
Yeah.
And this woman troll is afraid, and she comes and sits next to it.
Yeah.
And their fingers touch.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And
here we go.
What I have written here is an expression from your dimension.
Oh.
An electric jolt shot through Steve's body. Oh. Near touch of her fingers. He could see her seven bosoms heaving delicately underneath her jerkin. And here's the expression.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. and that's an expression from your dimension.
Yeah, that is.
I believe it's from your.
Can you explain that?
I believe it's from your Bible.
Yeah.
You've talked about the Bible before. It was like a carpenter wrote a book or something.
Yeah. No. Well. Yes. Oh boy. There are so many things.
There are many. From what I understand, there are many Bibles, and Jesus was a fictional character in a blue suit with a red cape, and he flew around.
And he was surrounded by the disciples: Jed, Granny, Ellie Mae,
Jethro. Mr. Drysdale.
Mr. Clydesdale. I know Mr. Clydesdale.
Mr. Drysdale and Miss Hathaway.
Miss Jane Hathaway.
And they got in trouble with the Romans, and the Romans said, Jed, move away from there.
Indeed.
And so they moved to Beverly.
Right. They said California is the place they'd ought to be.
Yes.
So they loaded up their vehicle and they moved to Beverly.
Yeah.
It's an old biblical story, long passed down to trolls from that have been in your dimension, in the earth and dimension. You'll note that there are people who occupy jobs, and you never ever see them any time. Like when you go into a store at 4 a.m, there's a person there, but you never see that person ever anyplace else.
Uh-huh.
Those are trolls.
Oh,
they're only doing those
on Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy cow!
We do the jobs that no one else wants.
I see.
So if you happen to catch a glimpse of one of these people and you go, that guy looks like a toe.
Yes.
It's probably a troll.
You can tell a lot about someone by the way they treat a troll.
It's very true.
A waiter and a troll. How they interact with those two types.
The troll motto is kiss down, punch up.
Yeah.
That's...
Sure.
Yeah.
That's also the title of one of your other erotic novels.
And then I have a book I'm working on now is a troll that is betrothed to a normal-sized woman,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Toe-to-Toe is Noses in It and Nose-to-Nose is Toeses in It.
Really rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah, that took me a while. And with the money that I make, I'm hoping to go to the Brown Wizard and have him either refine my powers to 4 or 5 that are of some use, or get rid of everything. I'd rather have none of them.
Sure.
How many powers total do you think you have?
13. And right out of the gate, you know it's not going to be good because there's 13 of them.
Ask about the sort of vision you can see through things, but it's only your parents' clothing.
Only my parents' clothing, which you don't imagine a small sack filled with walnuts,
mm-hmm.
groaning with walnuts, and it loves you,
mm-hmm.
but it also makes you nauseous.
Sure.
That's every holiday. That's every holiday.
Yeah. Oh, groaning with walnuts. That's such a
groaning with walnuts is
in my brain now.
Groaning with walnuts is also the name of a self-help book. It's how to purge yourself of past grief while preparing a Waldorf salad.
Wow. Well, you should be on Get Nuts at some point. Can I? Are your parents aware that you can see through?
No, God, no, okay. No. But they do know that starting a year ago, every time I come over, I can't stop puking.
That's fair. Because I feel like if I knew my kids could see through my clothing, I mean, I don't really wear any clothing, but I would like start to work out or something. Like I try and keep tight.
I have to say this. I mean, I know I'm a troll and we're starting from a deficit. I understand that. I know who I am. Mm-hmm. But still, as time goes on, what happens to the troll body is really horrible. The best-looking older troll, the best one you can find, Hamish the Grom. Let's just pull a name out of thin air. Sure. Hamish the Grom. Okay, best-looking troll we've ever had. In his elderly period, he looked like a great warrior reflected in a puddle. You know, you're just not gonna get.
It's all
wrong from every angle. Mm-hmm. It's a diamond of bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
And so even to trolls, like trolls, you're not sort of like, well, you know, we look ugly to other species, but to ourselves, we're really into it. Not so much. Like trolls don't even find other trolls that attractive.
No, that we know. We know. This is my impression of a male troll in rutting.
Okay.
Meeting it would be rutting season, and he would be in felt.
Oh, I see.
And he would meet a female troll at a tavern.
Yeah.
And their conversation would go like this. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's
no joy in Mudville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I see that there are many asymmetrical features to its role that are not attractive. But for me,
thanks for pointing that out.
It's more of a texture thing for me.
Oh, interesting. Do tell.
The texture is what throws me off, because they get sort of scaly and rough and rocky.
It's like dry yogurt kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Like yogurt with pistachios and then been left out in the sun.
Oh, yeah, or older trolls, the elbow skin on an old troll.
Yeah.
You could light a match on that stuff.
Yeah. Hangs down like a nutsack.
Hangs down like a nutsack. You don't want it.
Here's my question, though.
Leathery nutsack. Leathery nutsack, by the way, is the name of the band that played at our wedding.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, you're married.
Oh, yes. No, I'm sure. There's a Mrs. Davis.
How have your powers... How have your powers affected your marriage?
Not well.
Oh.
Not well. Yeah. But she's my better half.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's my better half. And every person who's ever been married at one time or another asks themselves the same question.
Sure, I'm married.
So you can attest to this. You ask yourself, do I jump off the roof and hope for the best?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I sit here, shut up, and try to fade into the woodwork?
Mm-hmm.
And that's... That's the gift of flight or invisibility.
Yeah.
And those are two powers that I have, but not the way I want.
Yeah.
And that's the typical example of how it always comes back to bite you. I can run incredibly fast, but only into a fire.
Oh.
What's the point?
Oh, no.
Yeah, again.
Oh, no.
And I do, by the way, without a choice, if I see a fire, I will run into it.
Yeah, because I was wondering how you... I imagine you discovering it, being like, I'm going to run at this fire, but, you know, I'm only going to run at normal speed, so I will have total control over this, and then you realizing you have super speed.
No, what happens is I see a fire, and then without me having any say over what happens, my body will, it's an old troll expression, kick out the jams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think Boris did this to you on purpose?
Oh, no, this was a spiteful move. This was a spiteful move. And I knew he was casting a spell. I knew it was going to be bad. And you know how I knew it was going to be bad? He has a tell. He has a tell that in the middle of his spell, if he stops and goes, it's he's not in a good place.
Yeah.
And that's going to reflect on you.
It seems like I haven't actually met Blorth yet, but from everything I hear, he just
seems
like he's very depressed. Like something awful happened.
I think he hates himself.
Yeah,
he's self-loathing for sure.
Yes,
that all tracks. He's a very self-deprecating and self-loathsome wizard. It's a very sad case. He was created much as I was. The way I was created by a conspiracy of birds and wind and fire and air that did wish to protect Foon from the Dark Lord, who said, yea, let Usador step forth. Lorth was made in a similar way, but he has no purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I have a purpose. A purpose with great intent and portent. And I must defeat that Dark Lord. Bloth's just sort of kicking around.
If you know Bloth, can I throw something at you here? Can I just blue sky?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I'm just, before I speak, do you mind if I just pull a piece of this delicious bread? Because I'm slightly...
Oh, please. Please have some bread.
Thank you. Delicious. If you don't have a purpose, you need to find a purpose.
Exactly.
So the next time you see Bloth, I want you to do this. You're gonna point to him, but first you're going to snap your fingers and point to him. You're going to go... And that's going to get his attention. And you're going to go, you, needlepoint. And I bet the next thing, he'll wake up in the morning and you will have a framed piece of art. Probably a bird.
I love birds.
Or a shell.
Oh, I like shells.
Shells, a shell, mayhaps of pearly hue.
Ooh.
And that could set him on the road to righteousness, and then maybe we could undo all of this. Because I'm grateful for what I have, but I have everything I want, but not the way I want it.
The Craig Davis, this I promise you. When I see Blorth again, I shall do this. I shall give him a great purpose, and we shall set your life straight.
That would work well. That would be great for me. And in exchange, I offer you the only thing I can give you with my skills. I will write a bespoke erotic novel for you. Just tell me the scenario and the characters. And the next thing you know, your blankets will move like a herd of oxen.
Well, I already know what I would like you to write, so you can be noodling on this while I complete this task that is set before me.
Interesting choice of words. Go ahead.
Yes. I want the main characters to be Usador,
Mm-hmm.
The wizard.
Oh, that's easy.
That's me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Genlevia the Red, my good lady
you
love.
You dirty boy.
Always with the red wizards. Mm-hmm. You have such a thing for red,
Genlevia,
wizards.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed, Craig, I gotta say, I really enjoyed...
Well, you know, I will say this from what I hear, that the red wizards are all crazy.
I mean, from my experience, all the wizards are crazy.
Yeah, but the
How
red...
How dare you!
The reds are really... Have you ever dated a red wizard?
Yes. No.
Cuckoo. Something, something for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh,
that's what we would
you,
say.
Oh, what? You know, what Again. Types of other things have you dated, Craig? You know, and I don't want to tell tales out of school. Obviously, you're a married man, but...
I'm a married man, but look, I was... Before I had these powers, I was a young troll, mm-hmm. and life happened to me.
Yeah.
I was in a band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So, sure. So even a troll in a band can...
Even a troll in a band is pulling down numbers that he really shouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, it's like, how is that? How is that troll with that wizard? Oh, he's in a band.
Yeah, he's in a band.
Yeah.
Exactly. How is he? Is that a unicorn? You bet it is. But they headlined. Oh.
Oh. What do you play in the band?
I played a jug mm-hmm. where I would take one jug and I would hit it against another jug.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like,
what did that sound like?
Jug, jug. Jug, jug.
Oh, there's a jug on the table here. Let me try and play it.
Oh, very good.
Did I do that right?
Sounds
very,
like you ripped
very
that
good.
Jug.
Excuse me, I'm going to sneeze. Oh, thank you.
Oh, bless you.
Well, Craig, thank you so much for stopping by the Vermilion Minotaur. Oh, are you all right?
He banged his knee. He was floating off the ground.
I broke my neck.
Oh, no. He was flying 4 feet off the ground. And
This has been a delight.
Well, it's been great to learn about you. You know, it seems like you're going through a lot of stuff, but there's a lot of good stuff in your life,
there's,
too.
Again, I have the worst version of a great situation or the best version of the worst situation. I can't decide.
Yeah. I really enjoy how you said you have it all, but not the way you want it.
I have it all, but not the way
it's
I
like
want it.
It's like there's this guy who was locked inside the great halls of Trachis, and he had all the books of the world around him, and he stepped on his glasses.
Yeah.
It's like all those books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I do. That is an ancient story that we know, and his last words were, "Time enough at last." And then, for some reason, his last words were, "This guy's a wrecking machine." And no one knows why he said that.
But it's a tale as old as time.
Yeah.
Burgess of Meredith.
That reminds me, I heard a fable from the World of Foon about a cannibal chef that was so excited he got a book called To Serve Man. And then was really disappointed to learn that was actually wisdom from a spaceman about how to make this world better.
Oh, wow.
Ah, interesting. Yeah. It's all in, I can tell you firsthand, it's all in the basting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You need to seal in the juices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever, so you've eaten, like, human.
I'm not a vegetarian. I'll eat.
Yeah.
I'll
and
eat
you're a troll. You're not a human.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
And people like I don't understand. So some of the fieris are deeply vegetarian, and they will say to me, you know, like I would enjoy a unicorn flank.
Sure.
A nice unicorn flank and some mead on a Sunday. You can't do any better than that. And they will go, oh, but you don't want to watch them kill the unicorn to make the flank. And I go, no, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I love my brother. I don't want to watch my parents rot. And yet I must because of the brown. So, it all comes back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Life is like a cronut. That's the old expression. It just keeps coming around.
Life is like a donut with a little bit of nuts on it.
Yeah. Life is a mystery. It's a thing that I know the word.
I would think it would be a donut with cranberries, and hence the term.
In the way that
craisins, cranberries and craisins, and the remains of a burned up animal are called cremains.
Whoa.
I thought craisins were just crazy raisins.
This is a good time for me to read an email. People can always email us here at the podcast at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address, believe it or not. Here's one we got recently from Scotland. Hi, Chunt, Usador, and Arnold. It's Arnie. That's actually written out in the email, not from me. Just like to say thank you for ruining my brain. Oh, the thank you's in quotation marks. Just like to say thank you for ruining my brain. Every time I go on a date with my girlfriend, I now have to say date night in a very Chunt-like voice. The same with game night, break time, lunch time, dinner time. The list goes on.
Those aren't nights.
I don't think you have to do that.
I think the fact that we used to all the time, And I kind of miss doing it. We would sometimes be like, boys' night!
Boys' night.
Boys' night!
It's caught on with people, and they just, like, sang it and changing it up a little bit.
Yeah, but have to?
I mean, have to, says the wizard who always says his full name.
How dare you? Of course I must speak the name in full. It is part of who I am. I have to do it.
Have to?
Have to.
Anyway, he says, Colin Wiseman, he says, anyway, keep up the good work letting us all know about Foon. I get it. It's fun to kind of say, and we do it ourselves. We find different nights or times. I bet if you're at work, it's fun to go, break time.
Break time.
Break time.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit, 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 shit. I knocked over this candle. Oh, there's a fire growing. Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
There's such a fire.
There's a fire. Wait, how big does a fire, Craig, have to be before you have to run into it? Craig, oh my god, are you all right?
No.
No, okay, what that was a dumb question.
Feet, what part of feet on fire is okay?
I'm sorry.
Pelfem, yabe. There's enough water there. Oh, I should have put out the fire, not put out Craig.
Oh my gosh, sometimes.
I'll be okay, go on with it.
Oh, his biscuits are burning.
Oh, I smell bacon. Never mind.
Oh. Sometimes I feel like I was cursed with the power to, whenever there's a really stupid question, I run directly into it and have to ask it. Well, Craig, I hope you're doing all right. I gotta say, you don't look any worse.
Trust me, I'm screaming on the inside.
Yeah.
That is also a book. It's coming out soon.
It's called Screaming
on the Inside.
In a Good Way by Craig Davis.
Yes, I'm laughing on the I'm crying on the outside, screaming on the inside, because yeah. I like to masquerade my rage with sadness.
I'd read that book. How well do your books sell?
Sell?
Oh.
Well, well, a tight 40 for once. More guests that don't let the regulars interrupt, please. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Shunt the Badger was played by Adol Refai. Keep trying to make little squishing into thing, champ. Craig Davis, the troll, was played by special guest Dana Gould. Dana is the creator of the IFC show Stan Against Evil, and he has a new stand-up album, Mr. Funny Man, available on iTunes and Amazon. Not to mention his work on The Simpsons, The Ben Stiller Show, and other pillars of comedy that make his presence here even more puzzling. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. And much of the in-studio Foley work produced by Dana Gould, while Matt and Adol looked on slack-jawed. And it looks like my Craig robot is coming back online to take the part of the credits that try my patience.
Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects facts by Jason Knox, production assistance by Garrett Schultz.
Craig, I have to say it's good to have you back.
Well, thank you, Mr. Clemens. It's a pleasure to have you aboard.
What's this now?
All the passengers are abuzz talking about this James Buchanan, but I don't go in much for politics. I just focus on being a steamboat captain.
Steamboat captain? I must have imported the wrong memory profile. Did I learn nothing from Toy Story 3? Well, I can't rectify this now, so we'll just have to let the comic ramifications play out for a few episodes.
All aboard, men! We're leaving Cincinnati. And while we're at it, don't you forget to check out some new merch available on hellofromthemagictavern.com. Well, there's magnets and t-shirts and all sorts of fun goings-on. Also, visit us on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and the good fine folks at Earwolf. Leadsmen to your posts!